On January 4th, 1993, the cat in this book and the books that preceded it was put to sleep in Kerrville, Texas, by Dr. W.H. Hogemeyer and myself. Cuddles was 14 years old, a respectable age. She was as close to me as any human being I have ever known. Cuddles and I spent many years together, both in New York, where I found her as a little kitten on the street in Chinatown, and later on the ranch in Texas. She was always with me, on the table, on the bed, by the fireplace, beside the typewriter, on top of my suitcase when I returned from a trip. I dug Cuddles' grave with a silver spade in the little garden by the stream behind the old green trailer where both of us lived in the summertime. Her burial shroud was my old New York sweatshirt, and in the grave with her is a can of tuna and a cigar. A few days ago, I received a sympathy note from Bill Hogemeyer, the veterinarian. It opened with a verse by Irving Townsend. "We who choose to surround ourselves with lives even more temporary than our own live within a fragile circle." Now, as I write this, on a gray winter day by the fireside, I can almost feel her light tread moving from my head and my heart down through my fingertips to the keys of the typewriter. People may surprise you with unexpected kindness. Dogs have a depth of loyalty that often we seem unworthy of. But the love of a cat is a blessing, a privilege in this world. They say when you die and go to heaven, all the dogs and cats you've ever had in your life come running to meet you. Until that day, rest in peace, Cuddles.